Yo, 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 what's up, you guys? This is Undateable Chicks. Woo! And Liz is not here tonight, so it's going to be me, and we have a special guest. So our special guest is going to be Joseph Foggs, right? Okay. Joseph is basically here to answer a few questions for us. Give us a little bit of clarification, because our last episode was kind of like, we went men bashing, but y'all know we was going in. So I felt like we had to bring in a male so we can kind of simmer things down, right? We love y'all. We just, you know, some guys' behavior sometimes just kind of bothers us. But small introduction. Again, this is Anna. And basically, we're here just to talk about, you know, the dating game and how it works and all of that and above. So you can introduce yourself.
I'm Joseph Ball, and I do a couple things. You know, I like positive vibes. You know, I'm a very exuberant, outgoing person, and I'm here to tell you all my insights and thoughts of dating.
All right. He fine too, y'all, so, you know, that always helps out. Remember we was talking about not dating 8.5, 9s, or 10s? He probably like 9.7, so, you know. All right. All right, so this episode is called What He Thinks, all right? So we got a few questions for you, all right? And I want you to answer them as honest as possible.
Okay.
We do allow real-time stories. That past experience, you don't have to use their name, but if you want to, we're not stopping.
Okay.
So first question is, what's your ideal woman, including physical and other characteristics?
My ideal woman is physical first.
Okay,
so physical, my ideal woman is honestly, like, she gotta be thick. I like chocolate, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I do. You feel me? I like chocolate.
Okay.
And but I mean, like, I'm not necessarily knocking out any other one more so. You know what I'm saying?
Your like preference.
Light skin, I mean, honestly, like, I just like, okay, you know what, let me start with mental first. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like mental is what, like, really grabbed me, you know what I'm saying, grabbed me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, what, you know, like, mental, I feel like, mentally, like, you gotta be on my frequency. Like, if we just, like, on two different pages, we not gonna click. And that's, like, whether you think, whether you, I mean, like, whatever you are, like, we just not gonna click. We not gonna last really. Like long at all, so it's just like if we don't click on a frequency, then it's done. But so I guess like mental is first with me. I feel like mental is first with anybody, because I feel like your energy speaks before physical.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, with that being said, like we just gotta match, we just gotta vibe. You know what I'm saying? We just gotta vibe out. You know, and after that, physically, then, I mean, I like, you know what I'm saying, I like thick.
Okay.
You know,
so, he likes him thick and chocolate with a good head on his shoulder.
I mean, I mean, you know what I'm saying, I like too, but I mean.
But chocolate is what you say. If that's your preference, you better stick with your preference.
I mean, but to be honest with you, it's just like. Like, they could be light skin, they could
be anybody, okay.
Chocolate, they could, I mean, but it's just like, it depends on, like, I'm like a deep spirited person.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you could be light skin, chocolate, red, brown, orange, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't match.
I feel you. Okay. So, we got it. Okay.
Like chocolate.
Back to the chocolate. All right. So, our next question is going to be, A question for both of us, actually, is have you ever ghosted someone and why?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm. I have. And to be honest with y'all, you know, fellas, you know what I'm saying? I'm probably going to expose.
Okay.
Expose the fellas. I'm sorry, you know, that I had to do it. But I just gotta be honest, man. The reason why I've ghosted a female is because, one, I wasn't interested in her. And the reason why I wasn't interested and I kept going is because I didn't want to hurt her feelings.
We just had this conversation, right?
We did.
Oh, smart! Yes, checked off my list. I knew it. Hey. Okay.
But the third reason is because she was so, like, good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even though I wasn't, like, really feeling her, she was just, like, always there. She was, like, good to me. You know what I'm saying? I was checking up on me. I was seeing, like, what was going on with me, checking up on me. It's like... Like I would feel bad if I didn't talk to her.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I can just go back to say, my mom told me this the other day. Why the hell do you want somebody who don't want you? And then we tend to like not like the person that actually like us. And do anything for us. We'll probably, you know, worship the ground you walk on. I do the same thing. It's okay. I understand.
But why is that?
Like, I don't know what's wrong with us. I think we're mentally something wrong with us. Because I do it too. I do that. Yeah, I do the same thing. So, my ghost story is similar. Well, mine's not similar. Because I didn't continue talking to him. Because I'm one of those people that I'm going to tell you why. Like, hey, I just can't continue this. I'm not interested.
Right.
And I feel like I'm wasting my time. But I said it in a really nice way, you know? And so, that was that. I got cursed out. Because he felt as though I was faking the funk. But really, I wasn't faking the funk. Okay, so I tried to make it work with someone who I wasn't physically attracted to. It was my one mistake.
So you were physically.
I wasn't physically attracted to him.
Okay.
But I liked his personality. And I liked the way he treated me. And he was planning dates and all the stuff that we want as a woman. You know what I mean?
Right.
But again, I wasn't physically attracted to him. And then once I got to actually know him, like going to the movies with him, I have never been so uncomfortable in the movie before in my life.
Because
he was talking loud and he was being ratchet.
He was talking loud.
He was talking. No, just when the movie was going through. And I was like, what? And then what really bugged me when I say I can't do this no more, I went to the bathroom because I was so uncomfortable. Like me, if the spirits don't match for me, I'm not going to be myself. I'm going to be very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom. I had got up like 4 or 5 times. For real. I'm not even lying. Went to the bathroom and he yelled out, bring me some Twizzlers. What? What? I really wanted to walk. I just wanted to leave at that moment. But I didn't want to do him like that. It was just like, what? He just pretended to be somebody he wasn't. I felt like he met me. And because of the way I speak, he was trying to be on that same level, and he wasn't. And I'm not, it's nothing wrong with expressing yourself during a movie, but my God, sir, come on now. And then yelling at me to buy some Twizzlers. And then when we got, that ain't even it. We got to the snack bar, right? I'm a kid's fat person all day long, baby.
Right.
I just need a little popcorn, a little candy, and soda. I'm not going to ingest all those calories for no reason.
Right.
So I do the kid's fat. My stuff always costs me $6.25 an hour. I mean, not $25 an hour, but $6.25 every time I go,
right.
Whatever. So, we get up there, dude order hot dog, he ordered a big ass thing of popcorn, and a Sprite, and he was like, what you gonna get? I was like, I'm just gonna get the kids fat. He said, okay. So he told us the total, $35.24. I never forget that total, I should play that number.
$35.24. Okay.
And he looked at me. Now I know everybody ain't name, but baby, you invited me to the movies. I didn't invite you to the movies. And then he gonna say, he looked at me and he saw this. I bet y'all know you lying. That's the face I had. And he's like, I was just playing. Yeah, I know you are. But then it was like throughout the movie, he kept trying to get me to buy stuff. Yes.
Really?
Yeah, your phone died, I think. Yeah, he kept trying to get me to buy stuff. And so I'm like, it just was, he just kept saying, like, acting like he had all this, and you keep inviting me out, go out. If you cannot afford it, you don't need to be dating. Right. That's just it. Point blank, period. You, like, if for instance, like, you just, and you have to tell somebody, if you're interested in a place, look, it's a bad time for me. Let's go to the park. Right. Not every woman is materialistic. I enjoy walking to the park. You know what I'm saying?
But and see, I feel like this day and age now, especially in Atlanta, mm-hmm. everybody materialistic.
That's wild. Everybody. That's wild. Like, I'm one of those people, I think about my pockets and then I think about the other person's pockets. I'm not saying I want no broke man, but I do understand that everybody has bills. Right. Especially if you're dealing with some guy who's maybe who been to school or you know, he got kids. You know he got extra money coming out the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you, for me, I expect somebody to, you know, we go on dates or whatever. Once I get to know you, then, hey, I don't mind. You know, you pay for the tickets, I buy the snacks. I do that all the time. But I don't know. I've just never been that person to expect. It's not me. Now, I'm not saying I'm finna sit here and not, you know, if I need something, I can't ask my man.
Right.
He need to be able to, you know, find a way. You my man, you supposed to be my provider, you helping me out. But for me to expect a man to take care of all my bills, and to take care of everything, no, that's not me. My mom did not teach me to be that way. So.
And you know what? Like, I mean, like, this day and age now, like, that's where everything is falling to. Like I said, especially in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Atlanta is very corrupt. A lot of places are very corrupt. But I'm just saying, like, this city alone is, like, what you got, what can you do for me?
Yep. Yeah.
Like,
here with tea.
A stunting city. Mm-hmm. So
that's it.
That's just how I feel.
Yeah.
But that's what I see.
Well, it's I know it's hard out here for y'all. I was having so many issues with dating guys. I was like, I'm gonna date a woman. And I just thought about the fact that everybody keeps telling me that
you was really thinking that?
I ain't gay. I'm just saying I was thinking about it.
Okay.
No. I'm not gay. I'm just saying, it's, you get to that point, that's where the undateable chicks come in again.
Right.
Where dates go so bad. Like, they don't go bad, it's just things are not going forward.
And I honestly feel like women, though, like, we, like, they've been going through so much with men, they probably do.
That's it. Yeah, that's the mindset I had. And, you know, my first thing, the first thing I thought about, I don't want to pay for no date. That's the first thing I thought about. I can't date no woman because I'm not paying for shit. I'm not getting her nails done. I'm not doing none of that shit. So, with that being said, I'm going to just continue to try to find my king. You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you.
All right. So, our next question is going to be turnoffs on the first date.
Turnoffs on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
I would say if you on your phone,
mm-hmm.
that's like, nah, come on, you can't. Yeah. Man. If you just like on your phone, nah, that's one.
Mm-hmm.
If you on your phone, that's a turnoff.
Right.
Number two, if you burping,
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
I hate.
Like,
you.
Why would you?
That's nasty, dog. And then they just
come
look at
on,
you.
Man, like, at least, like, let us get to know each other before you do it. You feel me? Don't do that shit while
right.
we first come on.
I
don't do that.
I mean, and then if some people have acid reflux, is what excuse I got.
Right.
Just say excuse me. That's all I be wanting is an excuse me. That's it. And I'll be fine. But the
I mean, but
and then looking at me.
Though, like, you shouldn't even do that.
But some
like, come on now, like, you shouldn't even.
Women
do,
that,
like, do that? I mean, like, you can hold your birth. Like, you can hold that. You feel me?
Right.
You can hold that. Yeah. Ain't no reason why you come on now. Like, you come on. Like, don't do that shit. Really? No, man.
I hate that too, bruh. I hate that and farts. Like, I hate it.
Okay, now, if a woman farts, that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other
thing. It's not, I'm not gonna say it's a relationship thing, but it's something that, you
that's
know.
A, no, it is.
It is a relationship thing.
That's a relationship, okay. Like, right. You don't do that when you dating, when you just get to know somebody. You don't do that. Like,
yo,
Nah, bro.
I swear I have a story for everything. My biggest turn off is when somebody's eating and they're eating mayo or anything, mustard, ketchup, whatever, and that shit sit right there. And they don't take a napkin and wipe it off. You bring it to their attention, Joseph. You say, hey, you have something on their mouth. And instead of them picking up a paper towel to wipe it, they do this.
Really?
I swear to God. Hell yeah. That's nasty. I don't like that. But really what turned me off is the fact that white shit sitting in your corner of your mouth and you don't feel it. And it freaks me out.
Hey, I'm trying to think whether or not that shit happened to me before, to be honest with you. For real.
Yo, it's like for me, I'm cautious with everything. So I have a paper towel and I'm wiping. I'm, you know, doing this because I know things like that happen.
Right.
But for you to sit in my, you got that comfortable that you fucking up a sandwich, honey. It wasn't even no sandwich. It was a sandwich. You fucking a sandwich up and you got mayo on the side of your damn mouth.
Right.
I was grossed out. And I was sitting there because he just got super comfortable. We went in no relationship or nothing. He started farting. That mayo.
Are you for real?
Yes. Yes. This is what we deal with.
Okay, so I guess the question. Okay, so like my question to you, to like the women out there is like. Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess the question, you know, to the women out there, to you, is like, what do you, like, what attracts you to somebody that makes you want to invest in them or, like, for you to get to know them? Like, what about a man makes you, like, okay, you know what? I choose him. You know what I'm saying?
For me?
Yeah.
Personally, it's consistency.
But I'm saying, like, if you just now meeting somebody, obviously physical attraction is, like.
Right. Key.
Right. You know what I'm saying? It's key, right.
It's going to be a conversation. Like,
huh?
It's gonna be conversation.
It's gonna be conversation.
It's gonna be conversation because a man gotta know how to talk to me.
Okay, so if a man knows how to talk to you, do you not get signs from that man before you go on a date with him that he might be this way? So let me just
faking the funk. That's what I mean.
They fake the funk.
That's what we can go back to episode two. We talked about how guys do good for 2 weeks, being consistent with Good Morning Texas. Good morning, good morning, good night, good morning. Then they stop, and it's like, what happened? You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They, and then you bring it to their attention, and then they say, you tripping off that? Yes, I'm tripping off of it, because why aren't you doing it anymore? You feel me? So it's like, you fake. So a guy can be anywhere. Like that guy I went on date with, he act like he was this wealthy man working whatever, and his ass fucking was working goddamn Cox cable or some shit. I don't damn like I'm up top of here engineer. Like I can't investigate. But regardless of the fact, he pretended to be someone he was not. And that's what a lot of these guys out here do.
But that's society now.
Yeah.
Society, it is.
Society
tells you, yo, you need to be this, you need to be that. And that's what men portray themselves to be because they know how the women are in this world. They know what the women are looking for. They know what the women want.
It.
They know what the women are attracted to. So,
right.
So they lie and tell themselves, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this, I'm that.
Right.
For them to get what they want. Mm-hmm. That's what society is.
It is. And you know, it's sad because a lot of women are not like that. Well, the women I know are not like that. I have met some materialistic women. I have heard conversations of women saying they won't go on a date with
Especially
a guy.
Especially you being in the industry. I know you met a lot
of
women like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. And so it's just like it's bad for women like me who's not materialistic. And I personally have a badass car, I have a badass house, and I'm a badass. So it's not a plus to deal with someone who does have those things. However, what else can he bring to the table? What else can he bring to me? How he makes me feel? And that's just it. And you know, I just don't get it. And I feel like it's almost like it's legal prostitution. Legal prostitution.
Oh.
When I mean by materialistic, so a woman, you know, expecting a man to pay her for everything.
Oh yeah.
It's legal prostitution.
Yeah. Oh yeah, facts.
So facts. With that being said, I don't knock it. Do you, sis? That's just not me, and I feel upset because guys automatically try to flage what they got or they say they doing this or they got this or whatever. Right. And it's really annoying me at this point because I don't give a shit.
Right.
Why are you trying to talk to me? What's the intention? What are you, you know, what's the goal? What's the ultimate goal? Or why are you trying to get to know me?
Right.
And that's just it. So, again, I feel for y'all. Because y'all do have to deal with hungry ass women who go on dates for food.
We got to go through a lot.
Dates for food?
We got to go through a lot.
I know.
Like, we got to go through a lot.
Yeah, y'all do. So, I can empathize with you guys when it comes down to the way y'all guard y'all heart. And, you know, the fact that y'all don't let everybody in. Women, our hearts, it's not that we let everybody in. Our heart is easily affected by, you know, certain things that men do. So that's, I think, you know, everybody's long for that relationship situation. You know, they want a relationship, they want they love their life, whatever. And so when we think that that might be it, that's when we open up and end up getting hurt. And so that's
because of what?
Like, okay, so when a woman is like, meet a guy, she getting to know him, she in the beginning stage. What I mean is that y'all can meet somebody and just be like, oh, okay, she cool. What's going on? Us, on the other hand, we think, oh my God, this could be our husband. This could be my man. Like, this can be it. Like, this shit is it, dog. Like, I ain't talking to nobody else. I'm about to block everybody, bro. This is my husband.
That's how
we do. Dead ass. We do that. I swear to God, we do that. We do that. And so that's what I mean by we get easily hurt. That's why these women, if they can learn how to control themselves, there will be no flat tires and all that. I'm not going to go to jail for nobody's shit.
So learning,
but that's why they do that.
So learning how to control yourself is not slowly turning into a nigga.
You said it, I didn't.
That's basically what it is.
The phone, babe. You said it, I didn't.
That's basically what it is. Slowly.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Slowly, that's it. Oops.
Alright, so we're going to go all this.
Okay. So yeah, that is it. That's when girls become what y'all call I don't even know what y'all refer to them now. The ones that think like a man.
Dogs.
Dogs, yeah. Like, just don't give a damn about your feelings.
Yeah.
But, you know, a man started it. Not me. I'm not there yet. Mama's there.
I feel like you probably get there.
Why you
feel like you're low-key, you probably are there.
I'm not. Don't do me.
You probably are there. You probably just putting on like this facade.
I don't want nobody to ever feel how I felt from somebody being fake with me.
Okay, but that's how I felt too. Mm-hmm. But like my inner conscience was just became a dog. I didn't want to. Not for real. Like, I didn't want to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But like, and, like, that was never the person I was supposed to become. But, like, what became of me was a dog because I got hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to ever go through that again. So, I'm not going to trust nobody else.
Right.
So, I'm going to do you how y'all did me.
Right.
And that's how it was.
Okay. So, I can't say.
You feel me?
It's not that I'm doing them how. I'm not doing men how they do me. I just don't give them the time of the day. And I literally block people for one mistake.
One mistake.
One mistake. I block them and
give
I don't
want
to I don't want to talk to them. Okay, so so a first mistake would be if we set up a date or something like that, right? And you tell me 5 minutes before you're not gonna make it. Block. I don't give nobody opportunity to do nothing. That's for real.
So what if you miss out on your husband because you did that?
That's it. I don't know.
But what if you miss out on that?
I can't answer that. But that's it, though. But listen, I recognize that, and that's what I'm working on now. I literally turned into my ex-husband ruined me. He ruined me from dating because I don't trust people at all. I don't trust people at all. And so people, it's like, you know how I say, the saying, guilty until proven innocent.
Right.
That's how I look at things. And I shouldn't have a negative outlook on guys, but I do. I recognize that problem, and that's something I'm working on. I've been able to, you know, accommodate certain situations where I'll continue talking to a person. But the old me, when I first got to Atlanta, everywhere I went, somebody was trying to get my number, right? And I'm like, oh, no, I'm okay. You know, and I've been claiming a boyfriend I know for about 2.5 years. I claimed a boyfriend or whatever. And I was like, let me stop doing that. Let me try to get to know somebody. First thing, the first guy that got blocked, he said something on it, asked me how many tattoos I had. I told him. He asked me where they was at. I told him. He's like, oh, when I'm going to see the one on your thigh? Blocked. What?
You for real?
Yes! What the fuck? Why would you say that to me? Well, so that, I just get irritated. I be so done, right? What the fuck, dog? And you kind of old, like, sir, you got gray hair. You should not be talking to nobody like that. Okay, get the fuck out of here.
Okay, so my question to you. My question to you is,
yes.
What's your age range?
I used to date only guys older than me, but now I'm dating younger.
Okay, so what's the oldest?
The oldest I'll date now?
No, like, what's older? Like, what do you prefer older?
Okay, so older would be 35 to like 40.
Okay, so why younger now?
Because I had a better experience with a young guy, okay. Understanding wise. Okay. Being able to talk to someone in conversation. And yeah, I'm gonna just leave it at that.
Okay, to be honest with you though, mm-hmm. For real, I feel like everybody has their soulmate.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So with that being said, I feel like it shouldn't really matter. Like if your frequency and your energy is on a certain person, I feel like that's who you're supposed
right.
to find.
Right, that's it. That's why
somebody older frequency could be like at age 12.
I know.
You know.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I changed, because I had a preference. I had a preference of only dating guys who was over 6'1". Preference of dating dark skinned men. Preference of guys
dark
being educated.
Really in. Damn.
The black of the black, sweet of the juice. I'm just playing. No, I had all of these preferences of what I want. I want him to look exactly like that. But then I went to church and my pastor spoke something that was so real to me. And it hit me directly in my heart that sometimes the package you want is not going to come in the wrapping that you expect them. And so when he's telling you, when he said that,
hold on.
The package you want. Will sometimes come in a wrapping that you're not expecting. Something that you're not expecting.
Yeah.
So basically, everything I done wrote down that I want, it's probably not the package. It's not going to come in there. It's going to, he's going to have all those qualities inside the package. But that wrapping is not going to look like what I want it to look like. And so that's when I changed my outlook on it. Because I've been had, here though, I have a lot of young guys try to talk to me. But I've had younger guys try to talk to me before. But I never would give them a chance based upon their age.
Based on the age.
That's it. I would just be like, write them off. I wouldn't even engage a conversation. But I changed my outlook, and now I don't really have an age limit. No 18-year-olds, please. 19, 20, no. I can't do that with you.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't put that on anybody no more. Even the height restriction, I don't do that to people no more. Because I did that, and this is like, what if somebody say they don't want to date me because I'm tall? You know, you kind of tall for a girl.
How tall are you?
5'7.5". I'm not even that tall, but I look like it. I'm not. Yeah. Yeah, that's basically it. So, you got age preference, or you just all around whatever?
You know, honestly, my age preference, I do like, what I said, I do like older women.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Just because they're knowledgeable and they can teach me something that I don't know, and I love learning. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm like a sponge, and if you young, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? I can teach you a little something, but I love learning more so because it allows me to grow. Mm-hmm. And it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it builds me. So, mm-hmm. I mean, in life, like, you want to be a part of something to build you. Like, that's right. Just how I see life. You want to grow, you want to build. But, like, all the women, like, I don't know. I like them a little seasoned. I ain't gonna lie.
Little season, yeah, okay.
Little season, because I like them little season.
I so. Like with a little milk on the breath. I'm just kidding. No, don't judge me. I think, yeah, that's all of the questions I had for you. I appreciate you coming through.
No doubt.
Answering those questions for me. I'm going to actually ask my listeners to write in some things, and we might bring you back. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Depending on the response. But again, I appreciate it. And if you want to go ahead and shout out your Instagram, YouTube.
Okay. You guys go ahead and follow me on Instagram at Joseph Fogg, JOSEPHFOGG. And YouTube, JFogg TV, Fogg, FOGG. And I look forward to being here again.
Awesome. Woo! All right, you guys, so we're going to close out the show. This is Undateable Chicks, and it's your girl, Anna. And I'm about to go to sleep. Good night.